Okay.
So, you're good to start. Close the door. Thank you very much. And here we go. Our last amazing talk for this year.
Hello everyone, my name is Marco, or Zugi online, and today we're going to talk about, well, playing online games without language barriers. I don't want to bother you, so let's skip into it. We're going to talk basically about three things. The first thing that you're supposed to know is the source, like the software that we use, that I use, in order to make games. Then the actual server that I maintain, where translations are super useful for us, and then how our life basically changed between, like, before and after Weblate. So, I don't know if you know what everything is under CC by SA. I don't know if you are aware of what Luansi is. Probably you are if you're here, but it was formerly known as Minecraft. Sorry, not Minecraft. hi, Microsoft. Mindtest, but I can't read basically from here. And is not a game, is a game platform. Basically, I don't know if you've ever played Roblox. Have you ever played Roblox? You know how, okay. So basically you can make your own games and publish them or play games made by other people within the same software. And how do translations work under the, this is Roblox. And how do translations work under the hood? Well, we started our little adventure with a custom format that was called .tr, basically. But we've recently switched to one of the industry standards, at least, which is PO/POT. This is very important for later. Now, our server, well, is a minigame server that was born in 2020 and it currently features 14 different languages thanks to contributors. I speak 3, not 14, and the majority of the staff is Italian, so that's one of the languages. And language accessibility is very important because when you log in, the first thing you see is this. Now, you probably understand what's written because, well, if you're here and you understand me, you probably understand that as well. But when a user can't really answer the question that is like a bot, avoider, I don't know how to call it, but and they don't know they had to put never because they don't understand what's written above, we have a problem here. So we don't want people that don't understand any language and support it on the server because we can't really assist them and support them. But at the same time, if you can't, let's say this is in Chinese and you don't understand Chinese, what are you supposed to write there? Yeah, yes, exactly. You don't know. I don't know either. I don't speak Chinese. And the same thing is for, like, we have this minigame where you've got classes, every class has got its own skills. You can trial and error every class, but if you can at least understand a bit of what's happening before you actually play the class, that is better. Or maybe we also have, like, a shooter game and the same applies. Or we have skins you can unlock. There is like a hint telling you how to unlock the skin. If you don't understand the hint, well, that's going to be a problem. And talking about hints and problems, we featured this event like last Halloween where you had to find these 10 ghosts scattered around the map. And every ghost was behind a riddle. Like you had to solve a riddle. And solving riddles, even in your mother tongue can be very difficult. Now imagine if you don't even know the language, and what do? You just go trial and error, which is what a lot of users did, and the event was a failure, but that's a horse of a different color. The point is you want people to understand what they're reading. And bringing up Weblate, basically we didn't use Weblate for basically 4 years, and in 4 years we had 5 languages. I speak 3, so 3 were just from me, so let's say 2 new languages. People were forced to learn Git, like translators, and also had to deal with a custom syntax because the TR format was just something that Luanzi had. So that was an issue. After Weblates, we reached the famous 14 languages. We got 9 in 1 year. We also had a handy interface, because that's what Weblate gives to you. Like, it gives you the proper tools to actually translate something and not just understand what Git is, like what a PR or a MR, it depends on the platform you're using, is. So basically, the only people that were like these people were devs who were also kind of able to translate contents, and usually the quality was kind of poor because they were like developers, they weren't translators. With this, instead, we have people that maybe don't even know how to write a single line of code, but we don't care because they shouldn't do that. They should actually translate contents. And we are currently hosted on translate.codeberry.org, thanks to one of the Codeberry staff, which is not here. He is FNetX, so I'm really grateful to him. And we also started migrating, like our server started migrating to the industry standard. Why? Because of this. So, Weblate supports a lot of formats out there, but it doesn't support TR, because guess what? TR is not a format. I mean, it is just for us. So the closest thing is the Google Web Toolkit UTF-8. But if your language contains apostrophes, like are you from France, are you from Belgium, are you from Italy, well, that is good, okay? But when you when it goes into Weblate, due to the custom format, this happens. So double apostrophes. And it just says there was like once upon a time there was a duck. That's a translation. Just if you're curious. But the point is that's an issue. So we found a compromise for now, and we just put backticks instead of apostrophes. But as an Italian, like I know that there is something wrong in that sentence because we don't actually use backticks at all. So we also have to tell our French translators, please don't do that. Do that. I know it's weird, I know it's bad, but it's better than that. That's why we are migrating to a standard, because using a standard, you know, it allows you to use third-party apps or websites or whatever without incurring into issues, possibly. I was super fast, actually. This is the last slide, but we can talk about if you want. In short, don't reinvent the wheel, please. When we were when we created .tr, it was a dark time, probably. And it was just this niche project. We didn't think about reaching this level. So, but just don't reinvent the wheel. If you can use something, please use it. If it's like tested and retested a lot of times, please do. Also, translators shouldn't have to deal with dev environments because, well, that should be quite straightforward. And translation means accessibility. We have users that definitely don't speak English, but they can play whatever because maybe somebody translated the server in Russian or in Ukrainian or in Portuguese or in, I don't know, it's Hungarian, whatever you want. Even Chinese, we have the whole server basically translated in Chinese. I don't know if the quality is good because, again, I don't speak Chinese. But the point is, if you don't speak English, that could be useful. And also, the most important thing about all this is the agency thing. Because sometimes it happens that, we had this German player, he went to us and told us, have you like used DeepL or Google Translate or whatever to translate content in German? And I was like, no. Why? Oh, because it uses the polite, formal pronoun when it speaks, like z z z instead of do 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 do. And you know, it's a game for kids. Basically, you don't want to be super polite with kids. And I was like, I mean, we have polite form even in Italian, so it feels pretty weird. And we were like, no, but, you know, I don't speak German, so I didn't even notice because I play in Spanish, even if I'm Italian, because I want to be sure that Spanish works. At the same time, I studied Spanish at the university. But the point is, you know what? If you think it's bad, this is the link. You just need to sign up, and you can fix it yourself. And they were like, what? Yeah, you can do that. They fix it, and what you obtain is user not just being passive, like just being a player, having fun, yeah, whatever, great. But they can also be part of the ecosystem, like of the making of the game. And yeah, you can say it's exploitation, but it's all for free. Like even us, it's exploitation. We exploit ourselves, basically. So and everything is under AGPL. So whatever they're doing, it can be reused. It can be modified, or more people can actually modify their translations, like it happened with the ZZ case, and they're very happy basically when they log in again and they see that their translation is now the official translation of something that is just a simple niche server on Luanti, which is still kind of niche, if I must be honest, even if I represent it. So yeah. That is it. Also, since I have 2 minutes left, we also use an audio library that automatically, well, if you check the accessibility option, when you play every, you see the description of every sound in the corner, like below. And the cool thing is you can translate all the accessibility messages, which is cool because people can both be like deaf and not English, you know. So it's double accessibility layer, and that I think that is great, not just because we did it. If you want more information in general, luanti.org is the tool that we use and that now uses PO/POT, so you can use the industry standard and not have all the issues we have to deal with, like apostrophes. And if you want to know more, or if you want to check just if the translation of your favorite language is good, that is the AES website, which is the minigame website. I don't know if there are questions. It's Sunday again afternoon, but thank you for listening, and that is it. Yes, because the cool thing is that, that's a very interesting question, thank you. The cool thing of Luanti is that it's modular. So our server is made of like 40 modules, and some of those are very specific for our server, like the, like the terms of service. It's something we made just for us, but you can still take it, fork it, edit it. But I'd say the majority of content on our server is actually made to be generic, like we use libraries. So for instance, the audio library is not specific for our server. Or like being a minigame server, there are a lot of messages about cues, like, okay, 3 seconds until the game starts. And if one single person translates that string, everyone using everyone who wants to have a minigame server already has got that translation. Or let's say I want to have a server with animals, and maybe I don't know how I have ways to breed animals. It could be I don't know using hags, eggs, or hay, or whatever. If that content is translated into Italian, for instance, hay is like fieno. Everyone playing with the Italian clients use on a game that uses the same mod wouldn't read hey, would read fieno, because you translate it once and that's it.